getting to be that time of year. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 30 point buck.
30 point buck. 30 point buck.
Well, he was 8 foot tall, weighed 12,000 pounds. With every step, there was a shaking on
the grilling guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. I hope you're getting out and firing up a grill. Bob, give them our rundown on where they can get information on the Grilling Guys.
Oh, yes. By all means, hit our website, thegrillingguys.com. And the right side is going to show our sponsors. The top right will show a headset. That's where you sign up for the podcast. The bottom center is going to show the Jethro logo, and that's where you can stream it live. And that comes every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock, of course, to stream live. But the podcast is incredibly popular, and our Google numbers on the downloads are just amazing. And the countries where people are pulling our show down are it flatters me, but it also just kind of shocks me that these people all over the place find our podcast.
Right.
Because we're not advertising in Texas. But there's a lot of people in Texas that download it.
There's a lot of good barbecuers in Texas, too.
Oh, yeah.
And they do things different than we do. So
and the Carolinas, poor people. I wish I had some time to go down there and just bring a bunch of food. There's that barbecue relief company that's headed down there with goodness sakes. I think I saw like 7 or 8 barbecue trailers. Big.
Right.
It's an impressive operation. So God bless them. I wish I had the information on them because you could donate.
Right.
But I believe it's called Operation Barbecue Relief.
Okay.
And if you want to help out the people down there right now, feeding them is a great idea. And these people are all volunteers. This is not a for-profit thing.
Right.
It's volunteers and
most of the, I don't know about all of it, but most of the food I know is donated to them to go prepare for the people.
And they need donations to buy it.
Right. Yep. Exactly.
And fuel.
Right.
And, you know, my buddy's friend is headed down there with a 16-foot trailer full of food and supplies, stuff like chainsaws and gas and stuff like that, because they're going to need just a ton of help. But you can help in lots of different ways, and that might make you feel just a little bit better that you can do something.
Right.
Because a lot of us have jobs, and we can't just pack up and go.
Yep. So I got a question for you. We're going to cover a couple more of these main dishes. You make your pickles. Do you slice them so they're little discs, or do you
Which
do
pickles
spears?
Are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ones that got a little
pickles?
Heat to them. They got a little heat to them.
No, I buy Famous Dave's.
Okay. All right.
Those are Famous Dave's.
Okay. So that's what I wanted to know, because I thought that was where we were going
to
go.
They're a deal.
Right.
I mean,
right.
They're like $6-7 for a big jar.
Right.
And honestly, they're like a bread and butter pickle with zing.
Yeah.
And I love bread and butter pickles.
Right.
My mother used to make them.
Yeah.
My wife did, too. Nobody does now.
So this was the next item that's on the main dishes. This was a stumble on at a wedding that I catered that the groomsmen, the band shut down, and all the groomsmen and the bridesmaids were hungry. And I had pretty much packed up everything.
Oh.
And I'm like, what can I do for these guys? It's like midnight. Right? So I'm looking around, and I decided to make them pulled pork and mac and cheese sliders. It's just that simple.
Well, that would be a good use for the Famous Dave pickle.
That's where I'm going
with
this.
You did it, huh?
Right. Yes, exactly. And I had a jar of those as a condiment, right, when I was serving the meal at, 4 or 5 hours earlier.
Uh-huh.
And so there all the band stops. Everybody's around. They're had their fair share of booze.
That's so funny, because I did that same thing for Jordan's reception.
Yeah?
Yeah, I did that. We had a cocktail hour before it.
Right.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So I made just a little Hawaiian roll or whatever I had that were the rolls that I was using for the meal, covered it with pulled pork, but put on a scoop of macaroni and cheese that I had left over. Then I'm looking at it, and I'm like, God, it needs something more. And I'm looking around to see what I have. Famous Dave's spicy sweet pickles.
Okay, so
I just put one on there.
For this, I'd be going to Wealthy Street Bakery and getting those beautiful rolls.
Right.
I would not use the Hawaiian.
Nope. This gig over in, that I'm doing for Halloween will be all from Wealthy Street.
Yeah.
Which the reason that I didn't go to Wealthy Street for the tailgate was it was just because I called them late. It was my it takes like 3 days for them to make that quantity that I needed. And I forgot, and then I knew when I couldn't call, so I just went and got the dang Hawaiian rolls.
And that gives me an idea for you, too. The last gig I did, I also got 6 loaves of their French bread.
Yep.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Is it gorgeous? It might be too big for your sliders.
Right.
But their French bread it's the same dough that they use for those rolls,
mm-hmm.
but they're like 4 pounds a piece.
Yeah.
They're huge.
Yeah.
And just for any of your gigs in the future, that might be something you'd want to try. I love that place.
Yeah.
I love that place.
And you know, if you've not been to it's Wealthy Street Bakery or Hall Street Bakery, they're sister companies. They're owned by the same group and they're operated as one. Their menus are printed the same. So
it's incredible how many people have. When I tell them that they're sponsoring the show, how many people say, oh, I love going there.
Right.
I mean, they don't even live in that area.
Right.
They go down there to go to Wealthy Street Bakery.
It's a wonderful place to go for any time, but they do a ton of catering on lunches, and their bakery's open every morning at 6 a.m., and it's just a great place to go. And if you're going to meet somebody for a coffee, have a fresh-made Danish.
Well,
it's amazing.
As long as we're talking about sponsors, while I was target shooting with my buddy, like right next door to him lives Bruce Meekoff from Garrett's.
Yeah.
So if you want some grilling equipment, and they have so much good stuff, Brad's on the show all the time.
Yep.
Garrett's Appliance on 28th Street in particular has a fantastic grill selection. So if you need some new grills, or even just one, or if you want a dream for next spring because you're going to finally get a good grill, go down to Garrett's.
Right.
And they just have a huge team there that'll help you. And who knows, you might need a fridge or a dishwasher or something like that too.
Yep, exactly.
They'll bring it
new
out.
Stove.
They'll put it in. Do not go to big box stores for this stuff. You might spend $50 more there for an appliance, but they're going to service it.
Right.
Whereas you go to the Home Depots and the Lowe's of the world, they contract people.
Right.
And the service is contracted, and it's a nightmare. You don't want to do it.
A lot of finger-pointing happens in that
way. Garrett's has an army of service people.
Right.
They have vans all over West Michigan.
My ice maker's there right now. When I took it out, I'm like, I'm going to take it over there. It wasn't performing right. And they said, yeah, you know, we got 11 of these right now because everybody pulls them off the deck for the winter.
Oh,
right?
You mean a portable?
Yeah, right.
Oh.
My under-counter ice maker is just plugging.
Well, I've told you, and you've been in my kitchen a million times. They did all those appliances.
Yep.
And that kitchen turned out just absolutely stellar. I would have never even thought to do a built-in refrigerator.
Right.
I wouldn't have.
Right.
Now I'm so glad.
Yeah, they last, and they're quality. One last recipe before we wrap up the show here. The last item that we're going to talk about is a teriyaki shish kebab. Shish kebabs are shish kebabs, right? Again, when I'm at a party, I love food on a stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to eat. And it's portable and it's just a good stuff. This time it's a teriyaki shish kebab. I'm going to use sirloin steak. This is my favorite steak.
I was afraid you were going to go with chicken.
Nope, this is a steak kebab, and because I already had the chicken on the Hawaiian one, right?
I think Sobeys got sirloin on sale right now.
Yeah, but an inch and a half cube, and where I'm going is it's really important to cut the sirloin at even size all the way across your kebabs because they will cook even then. You don't want a thin piece and a thick piece on there because the thin one will be overdone before the thick
one's
done.
What veggies are you going to pair that with?
I'm going to do zucchini. I'm going to use a fresh mushroom, a sweet red pepper, and then again, onion.
You know, I would marinate the zucchini.
In what?
Cheap Italian dressing.
Right.
And for the mushrooms?
It's like a sponge.
For the mushrooms, I would buy the pre-marinated big ones in the jar.
I can't find them anywhere.
Oh,
I've looked and
so
looked.
Good
I, oh, they're
grill
wonderful.
Them.
Yeah, but I can't find them anywhere because they've been sitting in that brine, if you will, for weeks or
months.
Yeah. I can't.
Well,
find
then
them.
You're going to have to marinate them for a week in advance.
Right.
You could throw them in your extra fridge.
Right. Yep.
And just some apple cider vinegar, and some just basic oil. You know, nothing fancy.
Right.
Because it's just a mushroom.
Yep. Exactly. Well, hey, you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill or a smoker. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. It's the fall. There's a snap in the air. And you know what? Make yourself a little hot toddy while you're out there and enjoy what's going on in Mother Nature. We'll talk with you next week.
Let's do this.